Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On September 30th, the United States Department of the Treasury targeted the leader of the Harakatul Mujahideen, or HUM, terrorist group, and designated two individuals for acting for or on behalf of and providing financial support to the terrorist group known as Lashkar-e-Taiba, or LT, as well as two entities the two individuals own or control. As a result of this action, all assets of those designated that are based in the United States or are in the control of U.S. persons are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in transactions with them. The Treasury Department designated HUM leader and founder Fazul Rehman Khalil for acting for or on behalf of Harakatul Mujahideen. This terrorist group operates throughout India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, and maintains terrorist training camps in eastern Afghanistan. In 2001, the United Nations listed HUM as a terrorist group associated with Lashkar-e-Taiba, and HUM is banned in Pakistan. The group renamed itself Ansarul Umma in mid-2013. The U.S. Department of State amended the designation of HUM in June 2014 to include Ansar al-Umma as an HUM alias. In his capacity as HUM leader, Khalil has been involved in directing the group's affairs, and he has maintained control over all important HUM financial decisions. In addition to the designation of Khalil, the Treasury Department also designated Muhammad Naeem Shaikh and Umar Naeem Shaikh for acting for or on behalf of and for providing financial support to Lashkar-e-Taiba. The Treasury Department also designated their Lahore, Pakistan-based businesses Abdul Hamid Shahab Uddin and Nia International for being owned or controlled by Muhammad Naeem Shaikh and Umar Naeem Shaikh, respectively. To date, the Treasury Department has designated 27 individuals and three entities associated with LT. This terrorist group was responsible for the deadly November 2008 terrorist attack in Mumbai, India, that killed nearly 200 people and injured more than 300. Both LT and HUM are violent terrorist organizations that train militants and support the activities of many of the best-known and brutal extremist groups, including Al-Qaeda, said Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence David Cohen. These designations, he said, will disrupt efforts by these terrorist organizations to access their financial networks and the international financial system.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.